Welcome back to the URY interview series. My name is Sonny Fry and I'm here with Charlie Westing at the Newborn Spiders release party for their new EP, This Stuff Doesn't Grow on Trees.
Hello.
What's your process for creating new music?
My process for creating new music is generally I will respond to something that's happened to me that's really affected me. And I can only really write when that's the case. I can't really force myself to write a song. And when I'm creating new music, I'll usually do an initial first take of it, literally throw everything at the wall, like no matter how much like weird stuff's going to be on there, and then try a second take and sort of just refine those ideas.
Cool. Who or what are your inspirations?
My biggest inspiration, I'd probably have to say, is Frank Zappa. He's like the reason why I play the guitar. I picked up the guitar because I like saw some recording of him playing when I was a kid, and I was like, I want to do that. And as well as that, like more recently, I've been very inspired by artists like Ezra Furman and Carsey Headrest for sort of their very impassioned and sort of confessional style of songwriting, putting everything into the performance, you know. So yeah, those are probably like my biggest influences, as well as Elliot Smith. That's another really big one.
Newborn Spiders is an interesting band name. Where does it come from?
So the name The Newborn Spiders comes from a Humphrey Bogart film called The Big Sleep. And there's a character in it that sort of sits back in his chair and he's an old American gentleman. And he goes, I'm drawn to the heat like a newborn spider. And that's like Freddie saw that film and was like, that's a cool band name. So we kind of settled on that because we couldn't come up with a good band.
That's cool. Yeah, your members also have their own little like stage names. I can't remember all of them, I'm sorry. But where do they come from as well?
So most of them just come from what Freddie said randomly at a gig. But Charlie Danger, I was actually in control of. Because because when I did the masters and mixes of some of our songs, because I mix and master them, I put it as like the Charlie Danger mix, and then it kind of stuck. So we've got like me, Charlie Danger, we've got Adam, who's Jimmy Jazz, we've got Freddie, who's Doghouse Riley, and that's the three pseudonyms.
Very cool. Would you say that living in Manchester influences your music, and how so?
I'd say 100%. I mean, is this about Newborn Spiders specifically?
Or any music?
Okay, well, in terms of Newborn Spiders, I think it definitely does, because we're sort of writing from a place of sort of the sort of zero to hero story, and I feel like when you've just moved to a new city, it's kind of got that feel to it. But in terms of my own music, I'm very inspired by the city, and more so by just getting out, seeing loads of different bands, and just getting inspired by like sort of the upcoming talent that's all around the city, and sort of cherry picking from that and going, I'm going to stick a bit of that in there, you know?
Cool. Out of every gig you've ever played in your entire life, so quite a few, what's the most memorable one or what was your favourite?
Oh, that's a really hard question. I might need some like,
that's
a moment.
Okay. You can have some time.
I think for me, the one that I've enjoyed the most recently, and it was actually the last solo gig I played, was for a magazine launch for a magazine called the Worm Grunting magazine. And it was just a solo set, and everybody was actually listening to what I was playing, and I was playing my own music. And you know what? I think that's been my favorite gig so far. Either that or playing at Glastonbury with my friend Walter Coques. Probably between those two. But honestly, the more recent Worm Grunting gig just felt like a real culmination of like my abilities as a solo musician. And I had a really great time. The other bands were great. It felt like a real sort of music community all in one space. So I'd say that, like, that's my favorite gig. And it's most
very
recent.
Nice.
Yeah.
What's your favorite obscure or niche piece of music that you think, you know, if there's one piece that you want to get out there to people, what would it be?
Oh, dang.
Tough questions today.
Yeah, it is tough questions. I don't know how niche it is, but there was there's a band called Sumac, who are like a metal band, and they did an album last year with an artist called More Mother called The Film. And although it's not one track and it's kind of cheating, that album's amazing. And if you're going to listen to any of the tracks, I'd say listen to Scene 2. It's just such an interesting way of approaching the album as a format and approaching music, giving it sort of the cinematic quality, but without sort of insisting upon it. It's really atmospheric, has excellent sort of spoken word poetry lyrics. Like I just really recommend, Sumac and More Mother's The Film.
Will you come to York?
Yes, if I'm invited and allowed.
Of course.
Okay.
Do you have a message for URY's listeners?
Keep listening to new music, because most people fall back on the stuff that they already know. And literally at the end of last year, I made a real point of like listening to what had actually come out in 2025. And I was very, very pleasantly surprised and found lots of other smaller artists through that. So I'd recommend just like keep listening to new music. It's not all terrible nowadays. You know what I mean?
Well, fabulous. Thank you so much for your time.
It's been wonderful.
University Radio York. You can listen to Charlie Westing and the Newborn Spiders wherever you get your music, or you can support them on Bandcamp.